Welcome to Buddies for Life, the lifestyle platform for breast cancer survivors.
Emotions, welcome them and let them leave. By Mel Furie. This podcast is brought to you by Boston Scientific. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode belong to the contributor and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or positions of Boston Scientific. Mel Furie explains the advantage of treating your emotions as house guests by welcoming them in and allowing them to leave. In the early stages of my wellness journey, not only as a patient, but as a student of the medicine arts, I discovered the author Louise L. Hay. Her beautiful knowledge is so eloquently shared in these words. The point of power is in the present moment, right here and right now in our minds. It doesn't matter how long we've had negative patterns, an illness, a rotten relationship, lack of finances, or self-hatred. We can begin to make a change today. Every day, you can choose to remind yourself that your past is complete and what you choose to think today and say today will create tomorrow and the next day and the next month and the next year and so on. The point of power is always in the present moment. You came here to feel it all, and your emotions represent your human duality. The swing between the often inconvenient but truly divine reference of highs and lows. The most amazing gift you can grant yourself in the ebb and flow of your life is to acknowledge the space between and pause long enough to embody the observer. Much like sitting on your patio with a cup of tea offers you a quick break from the daily rut, sitting with your emotions within your own presence truly allows you to slow down the passage of time and to observe from whence they come, so that you may ask yourself, are these emotions part of your past? Do they represent some unfinished business? Or do they represent the fear of the future and the unknown? Do they enslave you within the structure of negativity, causing unwanted toxicity? Or are they positive and light, inspiring bliss and healing? Modern medicine is steeped in science, academia, and the checks and balances of physiology, while neuroscience is steeped in science, academia, and the multifacets of psychology. Holistic medicine has one foot in both worlds, and there's no denying that new studies and insights regarding how our emotions affect our health and wellness are part of the blend in between. There are so many wonderful answers between the pages of several great writings and books, such as The Emotion Code by Dr. Bradley Nelson and The Molecules of Emotion by Candace B. Peart, PhD, that have guided my personal healing expansion with a profound appreciation of how the mind, spirit, and emotions are unified with the physical body in one intelligent system. We work with galvanic skin responses, much like a lie detector test, in our practice to establish the emotional spectrum of each client, allowing us to see which emotions may be impacting their wellness. It is so fascinating how specific emotional stresses are present in the detoxification pathways and gastrointestinal system, or how they are affecting immune responses and where they are causing disruption. It's even more exciting to see how each client responds to the evidence of this biochemical basis for awareness and consciousness, and their profound and immediate acceptance of how these emotions have been impacting their health and vitality. Awareness can actually transform matter, creating an entirely new body. My advice to my clients when they receive and read their emotions report is to create a sacred space, brew a pot of healing tea, and sit within their own presence. To stay present for as long as they need to, until they get that delightful aha. And without overanalyzing, to honor each emotion through honest conversation and healthy vulnerability by expressing them out loud, speaking from the heart, before finally dissolving each emotion with the deepest gratitude for the lessons each one has presented on their healing journey. And then, like an unwanted house guest, ask them to leave. This episode was brought to you by Boston Scientific. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode are those of the contributor and are not the opinion or position of Boston Scientific.